The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Zion. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is faithful in all his works and holy in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling. He raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth. The Lord is gracious and merciful. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered the Jews, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he sees, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father whom he sent. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, and those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything of my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just. I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to push a homily yesterday. I'm still on a mission in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Please pray. It's supposed to snow, so I've already asked. They're saying, you know, I'm leaving here Friday morning, so pray that I get home on time Friday afternoon because I have first confessions on Saturday. Thank you for your prayers. Anyway, let's focus on the readings today. Jesus says, I did not come to seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. So this is the first part, that Jesus' whole purpose in life was to do the will of the Father. And again, as I've said a million times, that's got to be our will. We have one purpose in life, to do the will of the Father. And again, Jesus promises us if we listen to him and we believe in the one who sent him, then we do not come to condemnation, but have eternal life. And when you go to the first reading, when it says, can a mother forget her infant or be without tenderness for the child in her womb, even if she would forget, I will never forget you. You see who God is. He doesn't come to condemn us. He comes to give us eternal life if we believe in him. And if we seek God's will, you have nothing to worry about. But we all got to seek his will. And think about it, that there is a moment that God is not thinking about you, that God is not loving you. Rejoice in this reality, that the God of the universe loves you, sent Jesus to die for your sins and mine, so that we might live forever. He will never forget us. He will never stop loving us. That is his promise. Believe it. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.